Have you ever pulled up a weather briefing, looked at all the charts and forecasts, and thought, okay, but what is it actually like up there right now? I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, right here on Radio Hangar, and today we're going to talk about the one piece of weather information that doesn't come from a computer model or a satellite image. It comes from a pilot who is flying through it at this very moment. We're talking about PIREPs, pilot reports. And honestly, I think this is one of the most underused and underappreciated tools in the entire weather briefing process. So let's walk through this together, because once you understand how to read them and, just as importantly, how to give them, you become part of a system that makes every pilot behind you safer. Shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that private pilot instrument? Commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. Alright, so here's the thing about weather forecasts. They're predictions. MEDARs tell you what the weather is doing at a specific airport on the ground. TAFs tell you what it's expected to do over the next several hours. Prog charts show the big picture. But none of those tell you what the air is actually doing between the surface and your cruising altitude right now, in real time along your route. That's the gap that PIREPs fill. A pilot report is exactly what it sounds like. A pilot who is airborne right now calls up flight service or talks to ATC and says, hey, here's what I'm experiencing. Turbulence, icing, cloud tops, visibility, whatever they're seeing. That report gets encoded and pushed out, and now every pilot pulling a briefing behind them has actual eyes in the sky data. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. PIREPs are not bonus material. They are a core part of your weather briefing, and the airman certification standards expect you to be able to read and interpret them. Your examiner might hand you a PIREP on your check ride and ask you what it means, so let's make sure you're ready. Let's decode one. A PIREP uses a specific format, and once you learn it, it reads like a sentence. The fields always come in the same order. It starts with the letters UA or UUA. UA means it's a routine pilot report. UUA means it's urgent. Urgent PIREPs get filed for things like severe turbulence, severe icing, low-level wind shear, tornadoes, volcanic ash, or hail. If you see UUA at the front of a report, pay very close attention because someone just had a bad day up there. Next comes the location, and it's preceded by a slash and the letters OV that tells you where the pilot was when they made the report. It might say something like OVKCI, which means over Kansas City, or it might give a bearing and distance like 250 degrees, 30 nautical miles from Memphis International. So now you know where in space this report applies. After that comes the time, preceded by slash TM. It's in Zulu, 4 digits, hours and minutes. This matters because a PIREP from 6 hours ago might not reflect current conditions at all. Fresh PIREPs are gold. Old PIREPs are context. Then you get flight level, preceded by slash FL. This tells you the altitude. FL060 means 6,000 feet. FL120 means 12,000 feet. If you see FLUNKN, that means the altitude is unknown, and you should treat the report with a little less confidence. Next is type of aircraft, preceded by slash TP. This one matters more than students realize. Turbulence that a Cessna 172 reports as moderate might barely register in a Boeing 737. A light sport airplane and a regional jet experience the same air very differently. So when you see the aircraft type, factor that into your interpretation. Now we get to the good stuff. The weather conditions the pilot is reporting, these come in fields for sky conditions, visibility, temperature, wind, turbulence, and icing. Not every PIREP includes all of these. The pilot reports what's relevant to what they're experiencing. Let's talk about turbulence first, because that's the one student pilots worry about the most. Turbulence in a PIREP is coded as light, moderate, severe, or extreme. Light turbulence means slight erratic changes in altitude or attitude. Your coffee might slosh a little. Moderate means changes in altitude or attitude, but the aircraft stays under positive control. You're getting bumped around and your passengers are not happy, but you're managing it. Severe means large abrupt changes. The aircraft may momentarily be out of control, your airspeed is fluctuating wildly. You want nothing to do with severe turbulence in a training airplane. Extreme means the aircraft is violently tossed around and practically impossible to control. You will never intentionally fly into extreme turbulence. The report might also say whether the turbulence is clear air, abbreviated CAT, or associated with convection, thermals, or mechanical effects from terrain. This helps you understand why the turbulence exists and whether you can avoid it. Icing is the other big one. Icing in PEREPS is also coded as trace, light, moderate, and severe. Trace means ice is barely perceptible. Light means the rate of accumulation might create a problem during a prolonged encounter, maybe more than an hour. Moderate means even short encounters are potentially hazardous, and you need to change altitude or heading or get out of there. Severe means the rate of accumulation is so fast that de-icing equipment can't keep up. In a training airplane with no de-icing capability, anything above trace should get your full attention. The PEREP will also tell you the type of icing. Rime ice is the rough, milky white stuff that forms in small droplets at colder temperatures. Clear ice is the smooth, transparent, heavy stuff that forms in larger droplets and is much harder to deal with. Mixed is both. If you see a PEREP reporting moderate clear icing at your planned altitude, you need to seriously rethink that flight. So how do you find PIREPS during your pre-flight briefing? When you call Leidos Flight Service at 1-800-WEATHER-BRIEF or use their online portal, PIREPS along your route are included in a standard briefing. If you're using 4Flight or another electronic flight bag, PIREPS show up as little markers on the map. You can tap on them and read the decoded report. The Aviation Weather Center website also has a PIREP map where you can see all the reports plotted geographically. Here's the practical piece that I really want you to take away. When you're planning across country, don't just glance at the PIREPS, actually read them. Look at the time. Is this report from 20 minutes ago or 4 hours ago? Look at the altitude. Is this pilot at your planned cruising altitude or 10,000 feet above it? Look at the aircraft type. A Beechcraft King Air handles turbulence very differently than your Cherokee. And look at the trend. Are PIREPS getting worse over time or are conditions improving? Now let's flip it around, because here's where you actually become part of the system. Giving PIREPS, and honestly, this is where most student pilots and even a lot of certificated pilots fall short. We consume PIREPS all day long, but we rarely give them. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, encourages every pilot to file PIREPS. You're not required to in most cases, but think about it this way. You're up there, you're seeing the conditions. The pilot behind you on the same route needs that information, just like you needed the PIREPS you read during your briefing. Be the pilot who gives back. How do you file one? It's easy. You can do it on frequency. If you're talking to ATC, just tell them something like, Kansas City Center, Cessna, 3456 Juliet. Pilot report moderate turbulence at 6,500, location 20 miles southwest of Topeka. They'll take it and forward it to Flight Service for encoding and distribution. You can also call Flight Service on the radio. 122.0 is the Universal Flight Service frequency. You can reach them on that frequency in most parts of the country. If you're on the ground after a flight and you encountered something noteworthy, you can call Leidos Flight Service on the phone and file it after the fact. It's still valuable, especially if conditions were significant. There are certain situations where giving a PIREP is not just helpful, it's critical. Anytime you encounter icing, file a PIREP. Anytime you hit moderate or greater turbulence, file a PIREP. If you encounter visibility or cloud conditions that are significantly different from the forecast, file a PIREP. If you experience low-level wind shear, absolutely file a PIREP, because the pilot on approach behind you needs to know right now. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. You don't have to have something dramatic to report. Negative PIREPs are just as valuable. If the forecast called for moderate turbulence along the Victor Airway and you're flying through glass smooth air, reporting that is incredibly useful. It tells the next pilot that the forecast was wrong in a good way, and it gives the forecasters real data to refine their models. When you give a PIREP, try to include as much of the standard format as you can: your location, your altitude, the time, your aircraft type, and what you're experiencing. You don't need to know the encoding. Just speak plain English. The briefer or controller will encode it for you. The more specific you are, the more useful your report becomes. Instead of saying it's bumpy, say moderate turbulence at 7,500 feet, 20 miles north of Springfield. That precision makes the report actionable. Let me give you a scenario to tie this all together. You're planning a cross-country flight from a small field in Missouri to an airport in northern Arkansas. It's late fall, temperatures are dropping, and there's a front pushing through. You pull your standard briefing and you see a TAF calling for broken ceilings at 4,000 feet along your route with occasional visibility drops. But then you check the PIREPS. There are three reports filed in the last hour. One says light rime icing at 5,000 feet 30 miles south of your departure airport, filed by a Piper Archer. Another says moderate turbulence at 4,500 filed by a Cessna Skylane just north of Springfield. The third says cloud tops at 6,000 smooth on top from a bonanza. Now you've got a picture that the forecasts alone didn't give you. The icing is real. The turbulence is real. And the clouds go up to 6,000. If you can't get above 6,000 in your airplane, or if you don't have the capability or the training to deal with icing, you know that this flight needs a different plan. Maybe you wait for the front to pass. Maybe you go lower and stay under the clouds where icing isn't forming. Maybe you pick a different route entirely. The PIREPS gave you ground truth that the models couldn't. And once you're airborne, if the conditions change, you close the loop. You pick up the mic and give your own report. Because the pilot leaving that same airport an hour after you deserves the same advantage you had. The examiner is looking for you to demonstrate that you understand PIREPS as part of a complete weather picture. They want to see you pull them, read them, and factor them into your decision-making. They might even ask you when you would file one. The answer is anytime you see something that the next pilot needs to know. I pulled the PIREP format and coding details from the Aviation Weather Handbook, FAA Advisory Circular 00-45H, and the Leidos Pilot web portal documentation. You can find the full PIREP decoding guide on the Aviation Weather Center's site at aviationweather.gov. That's the show. Check out radiohanger.com for more. Next time you're up there and the ride gets interesting, pick up the mic and file the report. The pilot behind you is counting on it. I'm Pattern. Fly safe.